2020. The Crossover. Right now on 97.5, The Fanatic.
8 o'clock, 97.5, The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, Tyler Zuli is producing the show. We are with you together, all three of us, until 10 o'clock. Joe and Tyler will run until midnight, 610-632-0975. We are broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. An hour, 7 o'clock, sponsor was brought to you by, of course, 7 o'clock hour, Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. A lot of things happened today, but not with the Philadelphia Eagles. We knew Malcolm Jenkins was on the move. Now he has a home, and we will address that, of course, with our guy joining us now in this 8 o'clock hour. As always, with our new norm, this is our new schedule. And with our new schedule, we go together until 10 o'clock when he joins us at 8. Joe Torti, what's going on, man?
Hey, D.
You know, Malcolm Jenkins.
Yeah. One of the most predictable things that could have possibly happened, right?
Like that. I didn't even think Saints.
Oh, really?
No, I didn't even think Saints.
So I thought if I had to guess, my money would have been on Saints first, Washington second.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't get as far down as third. Like, those are the two places that I thought would have been good. And then when I saw that Washington was signing Sean Davis,
yeah,
I was like, all right, that's out. Then lo and behold,
there he goes.
He found a home.
Now, did you see the numbers?
I did see the numbers.
Now, when you think about that and what Derek Gunn was put out there on Twitter a little bit earlier, reporting that Jenkins was, of course, according to a source, asking for 12 to 13 annually from the Birds in the conversation that they had. And the Eagles simply backed out of that because they felt like that number was too large. What do you think? Now that you know the numbers and what Derek Gunn is putting out there on Twitter reporting, 12 to 13 a year, what do you think? Does that change your mind with anything, or does it leave you right where you were before, where you were like, all right, see you later?
Well, it does kind of leave me right where I was before, because it's not even necessarily so much about the money. It's that there's no way, even if it's a fake four-year deal and it's an actual two-year deal or whatever, I only want Malcolm at the most for one more.
Mm-hmm.
At the most for one more.
See, I was willing to go two, pick up the option, give him another year, add on some stuff.
Right.
Because he has done what we know Malcolm Jenkins has done. I'm okay with, now that we see these numbers from Derek Gunn, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I'm a Malcolm Jenkins guy, just as you are.
Well, we were having conversations about maybe he wants 11, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, look, you look at what the
now
top flight safeties are making, and who knows? Like you said, it's just a source. But if that is true, then I'm not in on that at all. Like, I'm glad that he went out and had the reunion with Sean Payton and everything else, but no, I'm okay. I'm good to go on that.
Yeah, that is a lot, man. That is a lot, but as you said, good for him.
Yeah, good for him. He got the money
to get it done. But a lot of people, man, the question I started off with was, based on what we know about Javon Hargrave coming in.
Yes.
Joe, which is really good.
What we know we like.
Yeah,
yes.
What we know we like, and that's the only move that has been made thus far by the Birds, except for bringing guys back or letting players walk. The question I've been throwing out there has been simply, what do you make of the job that Howie Roseman has done with only Hargrave, not getting in on many others that we possibly would have liked to see him jump in on? And the other question has been, what one player would you have wanted to see Howie Roseman jump in on? So, start off, if you don't mind, answering the first question, which is, what do you make of the work that he's done so far with just Hargrave, bringing back Mills at the safety, McLeod, and Ridgeway, along with, as I said last night, Sean Landetta.
Sean Landetta. And we have more Eagles-related news.
Oh, you want to say that one, Tyler, before he gets started?
Tyler, let it rip, man.
So this one is from Adam Schefter and Jordan Schultz as well. The Detroit Lions are signing former Falcons cornerback Desmond Trufant, deal worth 2 years, $21 million.
Loser team, spending more loser money.
And you understand why he does it, because he got the money.
Oh, Trufant? Yeah, has nothing to do with Trufant. You go get paid, do whatever you
want. Yeah, I would have wanted him, but I'm not with that number.
No. No. But here's the thing. I'm never going to be with it. I'm never going to be with the number for anyone that you've heard with free agents. Yeah, I'm so, like, I think that you re-up your own guys if you like them. So to answer your question, what do I think of the job that Howie's done? Up until I heard the morning show this morning, I thought that he'd done a fine job. I think if you have one thing that you have to have, and it's Javon Hargrave, and he decided he had to have Javon Hargrave, and then I'll evaluate which of the internal free agents we have that we're going to get. Cool. I think that free agency is a Band-Aid kind of situation. And the Eagles' defensive line was bleeding last year after Malik Jackson got hurt. I'm cool with it. I'm totally fine. Now, I do wonder, though, you know, what do you expect him to do? I don't want him to sign all of these guys. Like, these guys are becoming free agents for a reason. However, when I hear that the Texans and Eagles had talks.
Oh, what are you talking about? Let me give that to you and the people who are just joining in, Adam Schefter on the morning show.
The Texans did speak to the Eagles at one point about DeAndre Hopkins, and I think the Eagles decided at this point in time, with everything that you were going to have to do, you're going to have to pay the Texans, you're going to pay Hopkins a new contract, give up the compensation you would. I think that they decided that wasn't the right move. I don't know why, but for a reason, I think they believed it wasn't worth it.
Man, I'm glad to see you in here.
What'd you say?
Yes.
You said they had conversations and that
and I don't know why.
What?
It was too much. Hey.
Man.
Please, continue.
Do you have to give him a new what does he have, 2 years left after this upcoming year? He's a free agent, 2023. What in the actual hell do you mean you'd have to give him a new contract? In 2022, we have no idea what the Eagles are going to look like. No clue. Are you serious? Have to worry about giving him a new contract? Hell no. That is absolutely insane. I defended the Eagles and Howie Roseman because I thought, you know what? They just targeted a guy. They wanted David Johnson. They wanted to get him out. They have a good relationship with Arizona. Whatever. They talked to him and the Eagles were like, nah, we're good. That is garbage. That is a garbage way to go about your business. When you are so terrible at drafting that I'm not even sure that you should be trusted with draft picks to begin with. You're telling me if you give up a 2 and a 3, you win? That's it? You give up a 2nd and a 3rd, that's good enough?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. That is the worst. That goes from Howie Roseman, in my book, going from having an A offseason to having an F offseason. That is unreal that you do that. You're hanging on to draft picks hoping that you might find the next DeAndre Hopkins. He's 28 years old. He's got this year, next year, then the following year before he's an unrestricted free agent. Guess what? I'm probably not giving him a new contract at 31 anyway. Hit the bricks, dude. What are you talking about? Give him a new contract. That is insane. That's malpractice, and that is one of the worst things that Howie Roseman's done. If that's true, if it's all true, and they had talks about it, and you saw what the eventual price ended up being, there's no way you could say that price is too high. If the Vikings are calling you talking about Stephon Diggs, I'm like, take it up the street. Are you serious with that guy? Couldn't beat out Adam Thielen for targets? Get lost. I don't want to trade 4 draft picks for that guy. With that contract, which, by the way, he's making like $1 million less than DeAndre Hopkins is. Give me a break.
And you are already on record, as much as you are a Miles Sanders fan, yeah, in order to get DeAndre Hopkins, you draft another running back.
Drive him to the airport. As fate would have it, I like the running backs in this year's draft class, right?
Right.
This is AJ's prep kid that I'm a big fan of. Obviously, the J.K. Dobbins from Ohio State. I don't know, man. When I saw that, my blood just started boiling. I'm like, Howie, you've made me look like an idiot. I defended you.
You're supposed
to be better than this.
So I would guess and take it as this is the one guy that you would also like to have seen them get of all the moves that were made so far, DeAndre Hopkins, because that's so far that has been the guy on the phones as the one that got away from Howie Roseman.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, I'm glad.
Got to do it.
That it's not just me overreacting. Everybody in the world is like, oh, we messed up. Now, my problem is I've seen some people on Twitter, like, trying to rationalize it, trying to be like, oh, it's okay anyway. You know, they can draft somebody. That's a lot of money, blah, 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 blah. As if these same people wouldn't be literally planning the parade the day that he'd signed or that the trade paperwork was put in. Like, you're literally planning the parade down Broad Street, and then it's like, oh, they didn't get him. Oh, it's okay. It's all part of the plan. Howie's got a plan. His plan is terrible if this is the case.
Oh, man. This is what we're asking you guys. 610-632-0975. I felt the same way as Joe. That was my vote. Many others on the phone, that was their vote. When it comes to looking at Howie Roseman and the job that he has done thus far, before this, Joe simply said, you know what? Give him an A. It's okay. He hasn't gone crazy. Joe's not a big guy in free agency anyway. He's more a draft or trade person. And in this case, the trade for DeAndre Hopkins was the way to go. Totally agree. And that's the one for you again, that you chose, the one that got away from Howie Roseman in the first couple of days as things have played out the way that they have.
And here's the secret. We talked about this yesterday. I don't think Howie thinks the Eagles are going to be any good next year.
I agree.
That's okay. I'm not worried about that. I'm okay with the long view. You've got Carson Wentz. You've got pieces in place. I'm okay with you taking the long view. I'm okay with you looking, for example, at corner and safety in 2021, 2022. I talked about Tre'Davious White, a guy that you might have to trade for, right?
Yes, you did.
I'm all about putting together the right team once. I'm not worried about a dynasty. I'm worried about putting together the right team one time. You're telling me if you have to wait a year or two for DeAndre Hopkins trade to pay off, that's not worth it? Like, it's insane to me. Like, you're willing to pay the money for Javon Hargraves, right? Even though, same team, probably Howie doesn't really think they're going to be any good, I don't think.
Right.
That guy's good enough to wait on, but DeAndre Hopkins, who's like 1 year older than Hargraves, like that's like way too far in the future.
And proven to be the best at his position, arguably.
With Antonio Brown out of the league, he's absolutely the best at his position, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I'm going to blow a gasket. I really am. I got to calm down.
Blow a gasket. No, I don't mind. We're here. We can help out.
This is therapy.
We'll help out for you, make sure everything is good, and, you know, we'll make sure you're good to go.
I got blocked by someone on Twitter today, Devon.
You went off on someone?
No. I said that the Nick Foles contract was terrible. I said that move over Albert Haynesworth, there's a new worst free agent signing in NFL history.
Oh, since it was a trade and he keeps his contract, right.
Right. So, and this guy said, did Albert Haynesworth win Super Bowl MVP? And I said, did Foles in Jacksonville?
How's everyone doing?
And then I got blocked. I don't know what I did.
You did something. But, you triggered that man.
As Tyrone says, the Folesian society, soft as Charmin, man. I've given Devon way worse than that, and Devon hasn't blocked me.
He followed up with you and said, I have no idea what you're talking about.
I clarified.
Like you made a statement up out of the blue.
I clarified it, yeah. I'm like, okay, in case you didn't know, this is it.
This is it. Oh, man. All right,
610. It hasn't been a great day for me.
632-0975.
I don't know how I'm going to recover.
And Marcus Trufant, if you have not heard, Tyler letting us know that he is signing 2 years, $21 million, with the Detroit Lions. So what does that mean for my guy?
Yeah, to team up with Darius Slay,
it would make sense, but they're not good.
Yeah, but they're behaving like they think they are. That's the problem.
Yes, they do.
They're buying everybody.
So why do you let Kennard go?
I know. It's insane. Maybe they're like, hey, this 4-4-5-2 stuff that we've been doing isn't working. So we're going to try to do some other stuff. You know, we're going to try to do the nickel, you know, like every other adult team does in the NFL right now.
So keep all of your corners.
Maybe.
It would make sense to team them up together. It would make sense.
It does make sense because they do different stuff. Slay's so much more moderate than Trufant, right? Slay's better in coverage and worse at taking it away. And Trufant's worse in coverage and better at taking it away.
So,
like, it makes sense that you've had... It's a Lito Shepard, Sheldon Brown kind of situation, right?
And you said Tre'Davious White, and we know. But
yeah,
if that's not attainable, let's say you had to choose between these two.
Oh, I want Slay.
You want Slay.
Yeah, I definitely want Slay.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want him. It's not like he's not a playmaker. He's just not... Like, Trufant's a guy who is... Like, I would have way more confidence in the last stand for Trufant to take one to the house than I would Slay, right?
That's not
a knock on Darius Slay,
right?
Just because I don't think he's going to have as many pick sixes as Devin Trufant.
Yes. Joe Torre, Devon Given, 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli's producing. We're here until 10. Before we get to the phones, 610-632-0975. John, we're coming to you first. Danny, Dan, everybody else, hang tight. Joe, we predicted Nick Foles will be on the move as some of the stuff has been put out there. Chicago was a destination place for him, mm-hmm. and he is now, as you just said, with the worst contract in the NFL, now a member of the Chicago Bears. But we did also say good spot for the quarterback for where he's going. What do you think?
I mean, I think that you have as soft a landing spot as you possibly could. Nominal competition. Then again, if you can't beat out Gardner Minshew, who are you going to beat out? But nominal.
But he was hurt.
Okay, then
coming
he got
back.
Then
know,
he got healthy.
Yeah, but he wasn't healthy. Healthy. I'm not going to kill him for that one.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So
that's
he wasn't
me.
Healthy all season. Okay. Fine.
Yeah. That's right. Got your back.
I got your back, Nick. Enjoy the statue. Now that was two teams ago. So now you've got him landing there. Trubisky, not a guy who's going to be impossible to unseat. We'll put it that way, right? DeFilippo's there. He's got Nagy's. There are a lot of people that are familiar with the stuff that Nick Foles does there. And you don't trade for him unless you're asking those guys what they think. There's a great chance he's the starting quarterback of the Bears. There's a really, really,
really good
chance.
Shot that he's going to beat him out. And it's not going to be tough.
Yeah,
he's just going to beat the guy out because he's better. And let's move on.
So now it is Andy Dalton, Cam Newton, and soon to be Joe Flacco, I think, competing for the same openings around the league, right?
And those would be
New England. An opening. I think Brissett's going to go there, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Or they'll trade for him.
Denver's not technically an opening, but.
Yet.
Yeah, but that's why I said technically.
Although,
yeah.
I think that they like Drew Lock. I think that they.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
They might.
Right.
Miami, I think it is totally in flux who's going to be their core. I told you before, I think that's the most attractive spot for anyone who thinks that they're anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cam Newton, Andy Dalton, whatever, if you're trying to do something. But I don't know, man. There's not that many starting jobs around.
All right. Well, the Eagles had their guy, and he has a starting job. His name is Carson Wentz.
Yes.
But he does not have DeAndre Hopkins as his wide receiver. It's a problem for you. It's a problem for me. It's a problem for others. So how do you evaluate Howie Roseman and the job he's done thus far in just a little over 50 hours or so since free agency has gotten underway with the legal tampering on Monday. Now things becoming official. The league calendar starting today at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones and let's check in with John in Ben Salem next on 97.5. John.
Hey, Mr. Hockey, Mr. Torrey, how are you doing, guys?
Doing
hey,
all right,
John.
Johnny.
Listen, Joe, if you haven't calmed down yet, don't worry. I am rushing to be your savior here. You see, I've been sitting on this topic. I've been waiting because I called, I think, 2 weeks ago about the Field of 64 for cookies.
Yes.
And you said it wouldn't be right to do that without Devon. See,
that's
true. Devon, he's got your back.
That's why it's my brother, man.
Now, see, here's the wrinkle that I've been sitting on because I had no idea 2 weeks ago that I was in somehow way a violator by suggesting that Joe Torrey do a Field of 64 in any shape or form because apparently that might rub Mikey Miss the wrong way.
That is Mike's baby.
I had no idea that that was like a thing that I didn't know. I didn't know. That was one of his three things. Apparently he let me know that on Monday. And I haven't had the chance to call in and apologize. Right? I must owe him an apology. But let me ask you this, guys. Would Mike touch the Field of 64 of cookies you could buy in a supermarket off the shelf? No. That's for you guys. I brought that to the right people. And I had no idea at the time that the coronavirus was going to actually wipe out March Madness. I was just tired of the March Madness brackets. I wanted somebody to do something different. And I thought you guys would be the perfect combination to do that.
Well, even if we don't do the Field of 64 again because Mike's thing, we will definitely have a conversation, of course.
Yeah, the tier list is our thing.
Exactly.
That's what we do.
We'll go tiers of the cookies, and we'll figure this out.
Oh, I'm going to be calling in for that. But my point was now I got to, like, wait on hold on the Mike Miss show just to get an apology in that I didn't know that I owed him and he's unaware that I have to give. It's just like a crazy situation inside the coronavirus. My quarantine's going crazy, I'm telling you guys.
Your quarantine is going crazy.
John, you're there with the rest of us, man. You're hang in there. Hang in there. Best of luck, bro.
On the Eagles point,
yes,
real quick.
Please. Yes,
just to throw in. I'm kind of with Joe on this one where yesterday I felt like, hey, man, that sounded like an inside deal where for some reason Bill Bryan hit his head somewhere and it was like a, you know, I need David Johnson. I'll trade Anthony Hopkins. I'll trade Hopkins for Jimmy Johnson right now, like whatever it takes kind of deals. And to find out that he was shopped, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore. I think the only option that's there is to make a deal-wise would be to get Slay. Otherwise, we are counting on Howie Roseman whether he has 10 picks and condenses them to hit his guys in this upcoming pivotal draft coming up or not. And the question really is, do you have faith? This guy can't. He's hunting with a shotgun when he needs to have sniper accuracy. He's fishing with dynamite, and I'm wary, guys. I really am. So,
well, listen, man, thanks for the call. And it's funny, man, because you talk about this once again being day number 3, technically, in over 50 hours now since things got underway at noon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things of, are we overreacting to everything because it is such a short time? But no, because big-name players and important, not even necessarily big-name players. And I said this earlier, Joe, we love big-name players here. And I'm sure most cities do.
Yeah.
When it comes to their team. We love it. We dive into it. We know who we want the Philadelphia Eagles to go out there and get. We also are good when it's the player that might be a little bit less than the DeAndre Hopkins to the point of Stephon Diggs underneath in terms of the tiers, but still a very, very good wide receiver in this league.
Like if Emmanuel Sanders is sitting there for days and days and days and you bring him in for $4 million, cool.
All right, cool. Oh, this is shaping up pretty well.
We're living. That's right. A gorgeous thing. If look, just
like
I'm
the corners. If you didn't go and get the corners of Byron Jones and Bradberry, and
right.
Now we know that Harris is going to L.A. and
True
you want it with
yeah.
Trufant,
cool.
You're okay. All right, what are you going to do on the other side?
Right, yeah.
You know, we're good. And I brought up the example of when the Phillies signed Andrew McCutchen.
And it's like, okay, cool. What's next?
Okay, but that's not enough.
Yeah. What else? We need more.
And then you get the big fish.
It's like when they signed Zach Wheeler, and we're still waiting. Like the next thing. You know,
yeah.
Minor league contracts for Neil Walker and company don't do it. No.
Jake Arrieta? You didn't know?
No.
Okay.
No.
My bad.
I'm good.
Okay. 610-632-0975. Joe Torti, Devon Givens with you, hanging out until 10 o'clock. And we're asking, how do you feel about Howie Roseman and the job that he has done so far in free agency and with the trades as well? And of the players that have been moved around the NFL, you have one in Hargrave, you let one go in Malcolm Jenkins. What one, including Jenkins, would you have liked the Philadelphia Eagles to bring to Philadelphia as a member of the team for the 2020 season, whenever that gets underway? 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli is producing the show. Joe Torti, Devon Givens, until 10 on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
A 27.5 The Fanatic on this Wednesday night alongside Joe Torti. I'm Devon Givens. Tyler Zuli once again producing the show. 610-632-0975. Let me tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. Fanatic Deal of the Week saves you money with a $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pennsauken for just $25. Hurry, this exclusive offer from the Fanatic's Deal of the Week is only available while supplies last. These gift cards do not expire. Get them now. Use them later. Check it out now at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword, deal. And with everything going on, Joe, you've been a big supporter of this and purchasing some gift cards from small businesses to make sure that you still helped them out during this tough time. And there you have it once again, man. A nice one with the Fanatic Deal of the Week. $50 for a $50 gift certificate to the pub in Pennsauken for just $25.
Tough to beat. Half price. I mean, that's pretty good. And you're helping them out in the short term. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, man. So go out there, guys. Take advantage of that. Just go to 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal. 610-632-0975. But we keep it moving on the phones. Go to Danny next in South Philly on the Fanatic. Dan.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for
Danny.
Making it, man.
Hey, Joe, I love the passion you had about, you know, your feelings on Howie, and I want to get into that in a second. But first, if I could, along the lines of the gift card idea you were just talking about, another thing I heard today that could be really helpful if you know people in the service industry, find out if they have a PayPal or a Venmo and send them like $2 or $3. Send them maybe $5 because, you know, that's like a tip they would get.
Sure.
In the night
if they were
somebody.
Working. Yeah.
And if enough people do that, you know, friends of a bartender, they kind of see a little bit, you know, it's just another little thing you can do that's a little bit more personal. So it's not just the business getting all the money, but the, you know, it's important the business gets the money so they can keep the operation going. But I just thought I'd suggest that if you know a bartender you love, he's got a Venmo or PayPal, just shoot him a couple bucks.
Great idea. Good idea, Dan, for sure.
But anyway, so, you know, I really just want to pose a question, and I'm gonna hang up and listen afterwards.
Okay.
But, first of all, to answer the question you had before you went to break, DeAndre Hopkins, that's the one I would have wanted. I mean, it's crazy, and now hearing what's coming out about it, it's like, are you kidding me? Like, and I think we all feel that way, but my question is, okay, now that it's done, what could Howie possibly do to save face? Is it getting a Henry Ruggs? Is it getting a CeeDee Lamb? Is it trading up for that? And then also getting like a mid corner that you're not giving a lot up for? I'm just going to hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Danny, thanks, man. Thanks, appreciate man. It. Here's my problem, mm-hmm. is that doesn't save it. Mm-hmm. Because if a pick swap and David Johnson and a second round pick is like what ends up being the whole thing, there's no reason that you can't end up with both. Your wide receiving core stinks. You're not a DeAndre Hopkins away from fixing everything.
You don't say.
Yeah, like, there's no reason that you can't have this conversation where it's like, hey, last year we were catching J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Nelson Agholor were getting meaningful targets. This year, the wide receiving core is DeAndre Hopkins, DeSean Jackson, and Jerry Jeudy's the guy who's learning. Like, that's the way that it should work. Calvin Ridley is the man on a garbage Atlanta team right now because they took him when they didn't, quote-unquote, need him. They had two other wide receivers that he could learn from that were really good.
Jones and Sanu.
And then you just say, all right, you know what? We're going to keep it moving. Furthermore, if you're going to say that it's only one wide receiver, you got a feature wide receiver, fine. Falcons also had Roddy White, and they were like, nope, this Julio Jones dude is also the man, so we're going to go ahead and do this as well. Like, that right. is how you don't save this by getting Henry Ruggs or CeeDee Lamb or something like that. You ruined it. You can. The only thing is, you can make a not as bad decision if somehow you end up with one of those guys. Like, I know that everybody wants Ruggs. If Ruggs slides down into the like low teens, mid teens, then maybe you have that conversation. You move up and get him, whatever. That's a good decision. The better decision is doing that and also independently making this other thing happen because it's not going to take a first round pick to do it.
So how does he salvage? If you just said that there's. Those guys are not going to do it. How do you salvage it?
He has an F right now.
Correct.
Every good move that he makes moving forward will increase his grade by whatever, a letter grade, half a letter grade, whatever. It's not about just, that's my point, D. It's not about fixing it. How do you do it? It's that you were doing fine with Hargrave. You missed out on DeAndre Hopkins, who would have been by far the biggest impact that you could have possibly made this offseason, and you blew that opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's already gone. You can't make that decision again.
Okay.
So making good decisions in the draft, making good decisions for the rest of free agency, figuring out what you're going to do in the defensive backfield, like all of those things are steps in the right direction. But it's, you know, if you've been in school and you've ever been in F territory, it is hard to climb out of F territory once you're there. And that's what Howie's got to deal with right now.
Yeah, and Tim McManus of ESPN.com and 97.5 The Fanatic says a few minutes ago, about 5 minutes ago, don't get sense that the Eagles were heavy in on Trufant. As we know, now 2 years with the Detroit Lions, $21 million. They've been sniffing around corners, but outside of Jones, not heavy players yet.
Fine. I'm cool with that. Like I said, look at who's been super active. Who's been the most active in free agency? Four teams off the top of my head. Miami Dolphins, trash franchise for the last 20 years. Detroit Lions, trash for pretty much their entire existence. Cleveland Browns, and then the Oakland Raiders, also trash in recent memory. I don't mind not winning free agency. Like, that's not a big deal to me. It's never been about winning free agency. It's about if an opportunity pops up for a perfect guy like Javon Hargrave, you jump on that opportunity and you do it. Or like DeAndre Hopkins is available and David Johnson is even mentioned in the deal. That's a deal that you have to be in on. That's what my problem is.
610-632-0975. You weren't like this yesterday.
No, it all changed this morning.
Look, he was traded yesterday.
But they weren't in. There was never a conversation.
We didn't know.
It was a targeted thing with Arizona, insider trading, whatever. No. If there are conversations and the Eagles, for whatever reason, contract, trade, compensation, whatever, like, nah, I'm good, that's where I have a problem. That's why I'm different today, D.
There you go. 610-632-0975. LeVar in Southwest Philly. What's happening, Var?
What up, man?
What's going on?
Listen, man.
How you making out, man?
Listen, man. I'm making out fine. If they just lock this whole NFL season up, I don't even want to play. I don't want to see the game. This is crazy. Howie Roseman needs to go. Like, I don't understand. First of all, let me just go down the laundry list. You let Jordan Howard walk for $5 million. Okay. We still, there's a two-back league, so you got to be able to run the ball in between the tackles. Miles Sanders, I love him to death, but we don't know what his health is like going to be like through our whole 16-game season. Okay, then we let Malcolm Jenkins go, who is the leader of the team, and there's a difference of $1 million? Like, we're just letting people just walk. Like, I don't understand. Meanwhile, the Cowboys is bringing in Emmanuel Sanders. Like, what the heck is going on? Help me understand what is going on here.
Well, the tough truth, what seems to be the case, LeVar, and Devon, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm thinking that you're learning from Howie Roseman what he thinks about his team's chances to compete next year.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't like them.
Not going to win.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to get into the Hopkins thing.
I know, man. It drives you nuts. It pulls your hair out. If you're serious about winning, there's no way you can't make that move. There's just no
way.
How
can he make it right? This is how he makes it right. I don't care if they want a second-round pick for Darius Slay. Get it done.
Yep.
Give me Darius Slay. And they let Fowler just sit out there, and he got swapped up by the Falcons. Our best linebacker is Nathan Jerry. Are you kidding me? Nobody talks about linebacker.
That's true.
We need Jalen Mills to safety. Oh, my God.
Welcome to 2020, LeVar.
I'm going to contract the corona on purpose. This is crazy.
Oh,
come
man.
Out, Devon. Come on.
Oh, Var, that's crazy.
I can't do it, buddy.
I know you can't.
How about Robbie? Robbie's still out there. Robbie, maybe the price there? Tag is dropping. You want Robbie?
Hey, I went to Temple with him. I can take a Robbie. But guess what? I'm still not happy about that because I have no linebackers. Cooper Hill, he went to Miami. Miami just said, you know what? The Patriots are not here. Let's just sign
Let's
everybody.
Load up.
Sign everybody. Let's... You know Buffalo's going to win that division.
Oh, Joe doesn't think so. The Buffalo Bills, maybe a little bit, you know.
Hey, my man Chris Berman said it best. No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Hey, Var, good to hear from you, man. Hope everything is well, man.
Everything's well, man.
You got it, man. We'll talk to you soon. 610-632-0975.
Callers are so strong.
Var's the best, man.
It's only 8:37.
I haven't talked to Var in a long time, but that was a good comeback to hear him again.
Yeah, that was first ballot Hall of Fame from Var.
That was great.
That's good stuff.
Hey, man, he says, listen, he's done. Doesn't like anything that he's done. DeAndre Hopkins. Malcolm Jenkins.
Yep.
And what are you doing?
Jordan Howard.
And you know I'm a Jordan Howard guy. He didn't get it. He got $5 million a year.
That's, yeah, nothing.
Nothing.
That's chump change.
Are you good with Boston Scott?
I am, actually. I'm okay.
17 games?
No. I'm good with Miles Sanders getting like 80% of the work, and then Boston Scott's like, hey, I'm still here too.
Yeah,
for like
but
20%.
As much as you were out on Jordan Howard,
yeah,
he did show you something before the neck injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you not have brought him back at that number?
Would I not have brought him back at that number? Probably not. Declining
2 for 10?
Declining player. I mean, like, his
we
numbers
don't even,
dropped
I don't
every
even
time.
Know if the second year is guaranteed, but 2 for
Probably
10.
Not.
It's like five. All right, you get one more year out of him, and he gives you good production and do what they do as that thunder, lightning type of thing that they have going on. And they must have signed him to the contract because they feel good about his neck injury, right? the stinger that he had was the stinger, right? With his shoulder and neck injury?
That's what they said, yeah. I'm not sure. I haven't seen the medicals, so I don't know if that's true or not. But I do think that they're going to have him as part of a committee similar to the way that the Eagles
were. Sure, absolutely. Absolutely.
For me, probably not. I'm a penny pincher at that position. I'd rather go younger. And like I said, if you're injured, I can't use you.
Looking at what the Dolphins did. Just, you know, bird's eye view, of course, going down there real fast with
bird's
Jordan
eye
Howard.
View.
There you go. Jordan Howard and certainly Byron Jones. You already have Xavier Howard. They team up together. That's very, very good.
That's tough, yeah.
As we know, looking at what they've done, and they haven't done the quarterback yet. It doesn't look like the quarterbacks that they have, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Rosen, are going to be the guys. Let's say that, to your point, Cam Newton does get that job. Or even Andy Dalton gets that job. How do you feel about what they've done now that the Patriots are the Patriots with Belichick, but without Brady, possibly Brissett? What do you think?
Right. They're not there yet. I mean, they released Rashad Jones, who's a useful player at safety, too. So it's not like they're totally loading up.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think that they're nearing the territory where I want my franchise to be, which is if I have a quarterback who doesn't blow the whole thing, then we have a chance to win because my defense is really good and my offense is good enough to do some stuff. Like they're not there, but if they have Andy Dalton or Cam Newton, and Cam Newton obviously more interesting considering what he can bring to the ground game if he's still committed to playing that kind of game. Maybe he's not. I don't know, based on the injuries or whatever. But they're closer now than they were at the start of free agency to being that team where, as long as you don't have a quarterback throwing 30 interceptions like Jameis Winston, you have a chance to do some stuff. I like what they've done. I really like it too.
I like it too, and I like the coach. I like Flores.
Yeah.
Certain guys, you just like, all right, you know, I root for him. Even though, as long as he's not playing against the Eagles, I like that guy.
He won me over last year when he's coaching every single snap on a garbage team. Like, that really, really speaks to me.
And we saw firsthand when they did what they did to the Eagles.
Yep, exactly.
In that game. Absolutely.
Treated like the Super Bowl, and then his team responded.
Mm-hmm. 610-632-0975. Commissioner Silver spoke tonight to Rachel Nichols on SportsCenter, so we'll have some of those quotes that we can read off to you as the show goes on about the NBA, because, Joe, I'm looking at it, man, and we talked about it last night. We gave a little bit of a timeline of when things could happen, and I got to ask you and everybody else, and Tyler included, of course, at what point do you just say, you know what? I'll see you next season. 610-632-0975. The same might go for the NFL, depending on when things finally... We know more. At what point do you just simply say, all right, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, we'll see you when we see you. 610-632-0975. And how much would that hurt you? Joe Torty, Devon Givens, right here on The Fanatic.
No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
A46 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torty, Devon Givens, with you until 10 o'clock here on the Fanatic.
So did you see the latest report about the NFL potentially playing without fans?
No.
Yeah.
NFL?
Yeah, the NFL potentially playing without fans.
Okay.
It was spearheaded by the Los Angeles Chargers, who said that we've been doing this whole time, so what's what exactly is the problem?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, thank you, indeed. Kawhi. Yes. I appreciate that. Thank you. I had Devon so bad. He was like, really? Something's happening?
Sometimes I feel like I'm on top of things, and I'm like, I didn't see this one. Yes, the Chargers.
We've been doing this, man.
Yeah, since San Diego. It's all good. We got you guys. No worries.
I feel bad
now. Oh,
especially
man.
Since they didn't get Brady, so they're still not going to have any fans.
Oh, it's
so
man. Sad. This is crazy. 610-632-0975. So I'm looking at some of these things from the NBA, and before we get back to the phones with Ken and Adam Silver speaking to Rachel Nichols with the coronavirus concerns, one of the things, Om Young-Masuk of ESPN covers the Lakers out there in L.A., does a really, really good job. Says that in the interview, Silver, transparent, honest, tries to answer questions as best as he can, even if he doesn't have the answers, under the greatest crisis any pro commissioner has faced. Silver updates as best as he can.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
You agree with that? Look at what he's dealt with so far.
Okay.
Let's start something a little lower, but not low, because it was really bad situation with the Dallas Mavericks and the harassment that they had to deal with. That was bad.
That's bad.
He was on top of that.
Uh-huh.
Right? Everybody, get out. You know, clean everything out. Huge fine, all that stuff coming out publicly, just destroying him.
Yep.
The Donald Sterling thing.
Uh-huh. Big time.
Handled that very well. Right on top of that. Had the meeting with the Board of Governors. All right, you guys want to back him? Okay. Let's see how this goes with right. this guy and your players, your entire league consisting of 400 plus players, a majority of them young African-American guys that, okay, you want to do this?
How do you think they feel about this
Let's
guy?
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And now something is obviously with the coronavirus, this is huge what we're dealing with right now. He was on top of it because when asked about things, speaking about the Utah Jazz and Rudy Gobert, which really kickstarted things, he says if Rudy Gobert hadn't been tested, the NBA likely would have kept playing. If the NBA didn't act as soon as it did, others might not have followed the way that they did.
Mm.
I agree with that.
Probably true.
They would have played without fans, because I had said that night before everything came down, I thought that was going to be the last game that they played in front of the fans Saturday against the Indiana Pacers.
Right, you mentioned
76ers.
That. Yep.
And the Golden State Warriors are going to play Thursday anyway, because San Francisco had already had their ban and things were shut down, but they were allowed to still play the game. But once San Francisco was like, all right, and the NBA did what they did, boom, done, Rudy Gobert, everyone followed suit. The NHL, it took them an extra few hours. They had to do it the next day.
Right.
Right? The NFL already done, but, you know, we know what that is. In Major League Baseball, they took their time as well.
Did you see that John Forslund is quarantined? Did you
no,
see this?
I didn't see
So John Forslund is the play-by-play guy on TV for the Carolina Hurricanes. And just by a stroke of luck, he stayed in the hotel room in which Rudy Gobert stayed the night before.
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't know who it was, but yeah. I heard that this was out there. Okay.
So he finds out.
And he tested positive?
I don't know whether there was a positive test. I saw the quarantine part of it where he was living in his basement, like apart from his family. It's like, I got the gym down here, I got a TV down here, and I got a bed down here. But this sucks, man. There's nothing else going on.
All good, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's crazy. But so also some other things from Adam Silver that he says this. This is from Andrew Chang. Adam Silver still seem hopeful the NBA season can be salvaged, but there's a lot of uncertainty regarding what that would look like. Silver made it clear they are considering everything. Tim McMahon of ESPN, with a quote from this interview, when asked about the calendar being permanently shifted, such as starting the season on Christmas. Joe, we laid this out from Bobby Marks.
Yes.
Where they could come back in mid-June, early July, play through everything, playoffs, finals, free agency, summer league / fall league, and the NBA starting on Christmas. Silver says possibly those are things we are always talking about.
You know who actually loves this right now? The Philadelphia 76ers, because they're like, we do not have to give another quote-unquote update on Ben Simmons. Thank goodness. You know? Sixers are loving it right now. Might get him back, don't have to update on the injury. It's all good.
And speaking of the Philadelphia 76ers, I'll share with what Keith Pompey had to say a little bit earlier, which was the players were tested for COVID-19 on Monday, according to multiple sources. This comes after the team announced Thursday it was organizing for players and staff members who come into contact with players to be tested.
So they'll learn tomorrow, right? That's kind of been the time frame on things.
2-3 days.
Yeah, so they should
learn
tomorrow.
4 days, yeah, that they'll get their information back. And we know the Brooklyn Nets with four players, one being Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
I was following Wilson Chandler on Twitter where he was ticked off.
Because he was getting mad.
Apparently, what, the manager of his building that he's standing
in
Brooklyn.
Didn't ask him if he was okay.
Right, just said, hey, do you have it? Because if you do, can you leave? Because we cannot afford our staff to have this.
I mean, first of all, good on her to, like, make that decision to be like, nah. Like, if you have it, get out. Like, first of all, that's awesome. But, like,
you're good on her. You're talk to Wilson Chandler. Like
here's my thing. You're in hospitality. There's got to be a better way to do that. Yes. There just has to be. Has to be a better way to conduct yourself. Get out if you have it.
Like, look, I had to go to physical therapy, right?
Yeah.
They're still operating. It's a ghost town in
of
there.
Of course, yeah.
But
just
they're
you.
Still operating. And they asked me, they said, listen, we just, you know, hey, if you feel like you have a sore throat, cough, all that stuff, could you at least update us on your condition to let us know? Like, oh, right, like you just said, the hospitality.
Yeah, you're
it's,
in the...
It's how you present it. It's how you present it.
See, that's why I started out with you got to commend her because she's like, my staff can't get sick. On the other side, it's like, get out.
And Ken, hang on, man. We'll get to you. So he says, Wilson Chandler says this a little bit earlier.
Man.
First of all, we were talking about Contagion, right?
Yeah, the movie.
He said, I guess it's only right I watch Contagion and The Big Short now. Seems like they're both pretty relevant right now. And we spoke about this because everyone's watching Contagion.
Yeah.
The movie says, building manager called me saying, oh, I seen Nets players had the virus. We would like to know your status. And if you could possibly stay out of the lobby, et cetera, we can't afford to lose our staff. This is a quote. He follows up. Didn't even ask if I was okay, one. And two, she didn't ask me if I had been tested and if I was negative
What's
or positive.
Your status?
Bleep this building, man. I'm going home.
Dude, don't go home.
That's a violation.
You're letting them win. Come on, that's what they want. Don't do that.
Oh, man. That's...
I'm sorry.
Has to be 300 plus people in this building coming and going, plus FedEx and UPS deliveries, Amazon, etc. Bleep that lady, man. Wilson Chandler on Twitter.
Just airing it for everybody.
Live from Brooklyn.
That's amazing. Look, I hope that you're okay, Wilson. I hope that there's nothing wrong. But man, that is
That's where it was.
That's 610. Glorious.
That, I had to share that. 610-632-0975.
And the tweet right before, an hour before.
Go ahead.
I always thought Gladiator was Russell Crowe's best film. Watching A Beautiful Mind again, this is his best film, and it's not even close. An hour later, he's ready to go after the whole building.
He went off.
That means that they called him during the movie. Oh, man.
Oh, that's Joe Torre of Devon Gibbs talking NFL.
Sorry, Ken.
We're updating
we'll get
you on the coronavirus with the NBA, and Wilson Chandler tweets live here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.